Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. And there was plenty of rhetoric all week long from conservatives, from liberals, from Republicans, from Democrats, from moderates in both parties. And just when it appeared that the economic stimulus package wouldn't make it out of the Senate this week, it appears that it will. Late Friday, a deal apparently struck among Senate Democrats, along with moderate Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Right now, we're looking at a tentative deal worth $780 billion, which is down from the well over $900 billion the Senate package had increased to just a couple of days ago. What exactly has been eliminated from the proposed package, and whether or not any other Republicans will join Collins is yet to be seen, as well as whether Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, can keep all of his Democrats in line. At issue here, of course, is amassing the 60 votes necessary to cut off debate and actually move to a final up or down vote. The issue was given more urgency on Friday when the Labor Department reported 598,000 jobs were eliminated in January, marking the deepest cut in payroll since 1974. The overall unemployment rate is now up to 7.6%. That's the highest rate since 1992. Both sides referring to the latest Obama, who says clearly these statistics show that this debate over the stimulus package and what ought to be in it is not abstract. Many Americans are hurting.
Now, this is not some abstract debate. It is an urgent and growing crisis that can only be fully understood through the unseen those 600,000 jobs that were lost this month.
And Obama says we shouldn't look at those numbers in a vacuum. He says if significant and swift action is not taken, more jobs will be lost month after month and year after year.
And if we drag our feet and fail to act, this crisis could turn into a catastrophe. We'll continue to get devastating job reports like today's, month after month, year after year.
Obama also says that he's willing to hear different ideas for what ought to help stimulate the economy. But what he's not willing to hear, apparently, are conservative ideas, because he says those are the ideas that got us into this mess.
I said that in a gesture of friendship and goodwill to those who have disagreed with me on aspects of this plan. But what I have also said is don't come to the table with the same tired arguments and worn ideas that helped to create this crisis.
Up on Capitol Hill, Democratic senators are hoping to get this done and move the legislation to a conference between the House and Senate. Harry Reid is the Senate Majority Leader. He says America is not in a depression yet, but he says the American people are looking to Congress to keep us out of one.
We're not there, but we've got to do something to turn this around, or we will be there. That's why the American people are looking at us to do something about it.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell agrees with part of that. He says clearly the economy is in dire shape right now, but he says this package doesn't solve the problem.
The economy is in terrible shape, but we will not support an aimless spending spree that masquerades as a stimulus.
Kansas Republican Senator Sam Brownback says there's one sure way to stimulate the economy: give some money to the people.
We need to put gas in the tank and not sugar. If you want to stimulate the economy, you get money back into people's pockets.
Also on the financial front at week's end, the remaining funds from the Troubled Asset Relief Program, also known as TARP or the Wall Street Bailout, will prop up shaky bank assets and adjust home mortgages. Up to $100 billion will be spent on those projects. The funds will allow the government to purchase troubled mortgages and assets. A broadened Federal Reserve lending program will acquire other strained assets. On Monday, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will offer more details on how the money will be doled out. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones Industrials up 218 points to 8281, the NASDAQ up 45 to 1592, S&P 500 up 23 to 867. Oil was down a dollar on Friday to $40.17 a barrel. Also on Friday, President Obama meeting with families of 9/11 victims, as well as those who lost loved ones in the attack on the USS Cole in October of 2000. Why? To explain his administration's decision to shut down Guantanamo Bay. The meeting also comes one day after the judge overseeing the U.S. War Crimes Court at Guantanamo dropped all charges against a Saudi prisoner accused of masterminding the attack on the Cole. The U.S. has placed some 250 suspected terrorists, including the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, at Gitmo. 5 years of house arrest have come to an end for the man at the center of the world's most serious nuclear proliferation scandal. A Pakistani court declared disgraced nuclear scientist Abdul Qadir Khan free on Friday, although it's not clear whether he'll be allowed to freely move about the country. Khan, called by many the father of the country's atomic bomb, confessed to selling nuclear secrets to Iran, North Korea, and Libya in 2004. He was immediately pardoned by the government but effectively put under house arrest. And the Board of Medicine has revoked the license of Florida doctor Pierre Jean-Jacques Renelique after he was accused of medical malpractice in a botched abortion case in which a live baby was delivered but ended up dead in a cardboard box. The Department of Health said Renelique was scheduled to perform an abortion on a teenager who was 23 weeks pregnant in 2006. However, she had been given drugs in advance to dilate her cervix. According to the complaint, she gave birth after waiting hours for the doctor to arrive. The complaint said one of the clinic owners put the baby in a bag and threw it away. Police found the infant's decomposing remains a week later. When we come back on Dateline Washington, we'll take a look at the energy components inside the stimulus package. Stay with us.